Adopt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Can you see by the dawn's early light what the banner we watched was so gallantly streaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets' red crash, the bombs bursting in air,
In the words of Vin Scully, the late great announcer, the broadcaster for the Los Angeles Dodgers, hello friends, wherever you may be. I'm so glad that you're joining me here tonight on the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads, if you're tuning in on both sides. Radio broadcast here. I'm Lisa Pride, going to bring you the next 2 to 3 innings of baseball. Boy, it's going to be fun here at the Dean. It's dollar night. You can hear the excitement behind me. On the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals, we have Yoniel Dominguez. Dominguez is just 20 years of age from the Dominican Republic, and he is getting his second start here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. He's pitched in, as I mentioned, one game before, 4 innings of work, a couple of hits. He's allowed 3 runs all earned, has struck out 4 in those 4 innings of work, and opponents are batting 154 against him. So he's the righty Dominguez that's on the hill. Receiving him is Jimmy Crooks. At first base for the Palm Beach Cardinals, it's Thomas Francisco. Brody Moore's at second, Jeremy Rivas at short. At third base, it's R.J. Yeager. From left to right in the outfield, Nathan Church, Victor Scott, and Elijah Cabell. So that's the defense behind Dominguez. The opposing pitcher for the Jupiter Hammerheads, it will be the 22-year-old from Indiana. He's a Hoosier, and he also played for IU, Indiana University. Gabe Bierman, the righty, is 6-4 on the season with a 4.19 ERA. He leads the team in wins and in strikeouts. Gabe has 89 Ks this season. Opponents batting .292 against him. So for the Hammerheads, first up to the plate is Yidi Capé. The third baseman's batting .318. Following him will be Khalil Watson at second base. Then the designated hitter, Jacob Berry. First pitch, pop-up, going after it is Brody Moore, and he'll drop the ball. It is a sunny day here at the Dean. We talk about it each day. You really have to get out there, because not only has the wind been kicking up, I feel like we're at Wrigley Field here in the last couple of weeks here at the Dean in Jupiter, Florida. It's no Wrigley, but it has been very gusty, and it's blowing in right now. And then when you add the sunshine, that was trouble for Brody. And Capé is aboard with a base hit to lead things off here for the Hammerheads. Khalil Watson will step in. He'll bat from the left side. It's a righty-on-lefty matchup. Dominguez delivers. He misses. 1 ball and no strikes to Watson. Jacob Berry, the switch hitter, is on deck. He's the designated hitter in the 3 spot for the Hammerheads. Pitch goes foul to the left side, out of play. Joe Mack will be in the cleanup spot for the Hammerheads tonight. He's the catcher, batting .222. Another lefty at the plate. In the 5-6 spots for the Hammerheads, it'll be the center fielder, Brady Allen, who leads the team in runs batted in and runs scored. Capé goes to second base. Crooks, he just can't get the ball out of his glove. He wanted to throw down to second, but didn't have a good grip either once he did get that ball. So Capé will slide into second and pick up the stolen base. So quickly, Yidi is making havoc right now for the Cardinals. 1 ball, 2 strikes here on Watson. Here's the pitch. It's outside. So 2-2 the count. So the number 5 hitter in the lineup, the center fielder, Brady Allen, as I said, he is leading the team with 46 runs batted in and 44 runs scored. Jake Thompson, who was our player of the game last night and hit his first home run here with the Jupiter Hammerheads, is in the 6th spot. 7, 8, and 9 for the Hammerheads is Torin Montgomery, as this ball's hit into deep center field. Victor Scott going back after it, makes the grab, throws in. There goes Yidi to third base. The relay throw is taken on, but then dropped by the shortstop, Rivas. And the Cardinals, at this point, you kind of just want to call time out. Settle everybody down, because really, it just seems from right away, the team was not ready to play. You know, it didn't get used to the sun, the wind, and then just kind of had to settle down after realizing that, wait, there's Yeedy too running the bases. So Khalil Watson with the fly out to deep center field helps the team by helping Capé get to third base. Here's the pitch to the switch hitter. First pitch, it's lined into right field, and Capé will score. The Hammerheads go up on the board here in the first with only one out as Capé crosses the plate. So Jacob Berry right away, that was an 86-mile-per-hour pitch that seemed belt high. He liked it. The switch hitter lined it into right and drove in his second run in his very short time here with the Hammerheads. Berry only his fourth game here with Jupiter. So at the plate, we've got another lefty. It's Joe Mack, the catcher, batting 225. Dominguez delivers a breaking ball at 74 for the strike. Did I get through the lineup yet? I don't think so. The first baseman, Torin Montgomery, he'll bat in the seventh spot. Then it's Carlos Santiago, the shortstop. Tanner Allen will play right field, and he'll bat in the ninth spot for the Hammerheads. At this rate, everybody might be batting here in the first inning. The Cardinals needing to settle down, get their heads in the ballgame. You got to throw out those cliches, but that's really what it is. Take a breath, right? One ball, one strike. The last pitch came in at 88. There's one out, runner at first. That's Berry. Breaking ball came in at 72. It's challenged, and it is a ball. That was pretty far outside. Today, if you're not familiar with our challenges here, the umpire who is behind the plate, Garrett Griffin, he's calling the balls and strikes. But each team has three challenges, and the Hammerheads just used one of theirs. And since that ball was overturned, or was it reversed? Now that I'm thinking, strike overturned to a ball, there you go, that Jupiter keeps their challenge. As long as they don't get overturned when you challenge, as far as... Now, I'm going to mix that up for you. I'm just realizing that's not coming out right. But if you're correct, if you're challenging and the pitcher, catcher, and hitter all get to challenge, that if you're correct when you challenge, then the team keeps the challenge. But if you're not, you'll lose a challenge. So ball four delivered to Joe Mack. He'll head to first base. Jacob Berry will advance to second on that walk. Once again, this is Dominguez, only his second game, his second start with the Palm Beach Cardinals. He has a 6.75 ERA in just the one start that he had, and he only pitched four innings, struck out four, gave up a couple hits, three runs, did hit two batters in those four innings too, did not walk any. So that's the first walk he's allowed in his two starts here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. At the plate, it's Brady Allen, the center fielder. We mentioned how he can drive in runs. He leads the team, and he's got two right now in the base pass with only one out. One ball and no strikes to Brady Allen. It's a righty-on-righty matchup. Dominguez sets, looks the runner back at second, kicks, delivers, add the belt for the strike. So 1-1 the count. That fastball came in at 88. Let's review the Hammerheads lineup here. Capé at third base is the leadoff hitter. Then it's Watson, Berry, and Mack, the catcher, who will clean things up today. Brady Allen, who is at the plate right now, is in the fifth spot for the Hammerheads as he swings and misses at that 76-mile-per-hour breaking ball. He'll head back to the dugout. That's the second out. And first strikeout for Dominguez. Two down. So Brady Allen in the fifth spot. Then it's Thompson, Montgomery, Santiago, and Tanner Allen for the Hammerheads. Garrett Griffith, as we mentioned, is the umpire behind the plate. Nelson Fraley is the umpire on the base pass. He's right behind the mound right now. Ball hit off the end of the bat, going opposite as the lefty is at the plate. Thompson, he hits it far, right over the bullpen of the Jupiter Hammerheads into the aluminum bleachers. Just needs to straighten that up, and that would have brought in a couple of runs. Right now, Berry at second, Mack at first. Berry has driven in the first run of the ball game as he drove in Yeedy Capé. Dominguez, 6'2", 175. The pitch, hard hit, right side. Watch out, Robbie the Redbird. He's our mascot for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and he's just casually walking the concourse. Heads up, gotta let Robbie know, because he can't see as well. He's a big Redbird, the big Cardinal. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Dominguez looking the runner back at second base. The kick, the pitch, breaking ball that just misses outside. 2-2 the count. Second base, Barry. First base, Mac for the Hammerheads. The Hammerheads struck first yesterday. They didn't get any runs, though, till the fourth inning, the top of the fourth. But the Hammerheads went on to win 10-5. And yesterday's game four, the first time they've won a game in the six-game series. Another breaking ball outside part of the plate. Thompson goes down looking as the home plate umpire, Garrett Griffin, rings him up. So that'll end the inning. The Hammerheads leave two stranded, but not before they score one run. So they take over the lead here in game five. 1-0, Jupiter up. We'll head to the home half. It'll be Victor Scott, Brody Moore, and Nathan Church first up for the Palm Beach Cardinals. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent.
And we're back. First pitch delivered by Gabe Bierman, the righty for the Jupiter Hammerheads, to Victor Scott. The second is low and missing to the lefty at the plate. The center fielder is batting 167. Second pitch delivered, a strike at 92 from Bierman. 1-1 the count. Receiving Gabe is Joe Mack. He's behind the plate for the Hammerheads. Bierman delivers. That one misses inside. 2-1. At first base for the Jupiter Hammerheads, it's Torin Montgomery. At second, it's Khalil Watson. Carlos Santiago's at short, and Yidi Cabe at third as Bierman delivers another ball outside. 3-1 is the count. From left to right in the outfield, it's Jake Thompson, Brady Allen, and Tanner Allen. So both Allens back patrolling the outfield for the Jupiter Hammerheads. 3-1. Bierman brings the glove up by his face. Kicks, delivers. Heat upstairs at 91. Swing and a miss. So the count goes full to Victor Scott. The lineup for the Cardinals, the lefty Scott the second. He's leading things off. Following him is the second baseman, Brody Moore. Then it's another lefty at the plate, the left fielder, Nathan Church. Bierman delivers. He misses. He wants to challenge it. So Scott will head down to first base, but Bierman's waiting. He wants to challenge that last pitch. The umpire behind the plate, Garrett Griffith, keeps touching his cap. The call is upheld, though. So so the Hammerheads will lose one of their challenges. It was a very close pitch. Bierman really wanted that strikeout. He doesn't want a base runner on here to lead Zanes off in the first, but that's what he's got. He walks Scott. So Moore coming up to the plate. The second baseman's batting 250. Righty on righty matchup. The pitch delivered and it misses at 91. Nathan Church, as I mentioned, is batting in the third spot. Then it's Thomas Francisco, another lefty. The first baseman's batting 311 on the season. Jeremy Rivas will bat after him. He leads the team in average at 251. Also in runs scored with 38. And in stolen bases, he has 8 stolen bases. So that's Jeremy Rivas in the fifth spot. Jimmy Crooks III will bat in the sixth spot. He's the catcher for the Cardinals today. R.J. Yeager, the third baseman, will bat in the seventh spot. Strike called to Moore. The right fielder, Elijah Cabell, will bat in the eighth spot. And the designated hitter, Jake Burns, another lefty, batting 200, will bat in the ninth spot for the Cardinals. Bierman working on Brody Moore as he fouls it to the left side. 1-2 the count to Moore. So it's Scott, Moore, Church, Francisco, Rivas, Crooks, Yeager, Cabell, and Burns. Here today for the Palm Beach Cardinals, Gabe Bierman on the hill. He leads the team in wins with 6 and strikeouts in 89. He was trying to get his 90th there on the leadoff hitter, Victor Scott II. Victor in his 7th game, he's 2 for 12. He has walked now 7 times and has struck out 6. Victor has a couple of stolen bases. There he goes right now, but the ball is going out of play. Lots of fans here in the stands. It was a quiet Friday, wasn't it? Definitely a loud and busy Thursday on Thirsty Thursday. But today is dollar night here at the Dean, so everyone's come out. The suites are filled up. Got a lot of company up here in the press box and suites area on level number 2. Here's the 2-2 at the knees and missing. Fastball delivered at 93. Runner at first as Kadeem Octave is whispering into Victor's ears. He's the hitting coach, and there goes the runner. The throw is way off, airmailed into short center. The helmet of Victor flies off. He's staying at second base. He made a couple of moves toward third and then decided to get back to second. And I don't know, maybe he was trying to even go after his helmet, then realized, wait, we got to call time. So Victor with a successful stolen base, but not a good throw by Joe Mack. It's really getting loud here at the Dean, isn't it? We've got a lot of fans right here below me, too. I'm trying to read everybody. There's some jerseys with people's names behind it or on it. One out, runner in scoring position. At the plate, it's Nathan Church. Church a lefty. Here's the pitch, and that one will miss outside. So Brody Moore also strikes out swinging. Ball popped up into left center. Here comes Brady Allen. He will make the grab. It is so sunny out there, too. So it's always good to have a backup, and Thompson was right there. So Nathan Church, he'll fly out to center. There's 2 outs. Victor Scott remains at second base. Thomas Francisco will step in. He's batting 311 on the season with 7 doubles, a couple of home runs. And it's driven in 18. He has Victor right there at second base to drive in. That's all through 19 games. Another lefty at the plate here. Lots of lefties in the lineup for the Cardinals. 2, 4, and 5. First pitch into right field. Rounding third base is Victor Scott. He'll make it in safely standing up. And boy, he was coming so fast that he couldn't even stop when he crossed the plate and almost ran right into the dugout for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Had to halt up right before the first step. That's how quick Victor Scott is. So the Cardinals tie things up off the bat of Thomas Francisco. That's his 24th hit and his 19th run batted in. It's a big battle here tonight. This is the last time that the fans can actually see the Hammerheads and Cardinals match up this season. This is the last series, the six-game set against the two teams that play right here and call Roger Dean's Chevrolet Stadium home. But tomorrow there is a game. Here's the 1-0 pitch, but it's not open to fans. It's a Sunday noon game, a complex game. So two balls and no strikes with two outs. We've got Jeremy Rivas at the plate. We mentioned Rivas, how he leads the team in average. He's batting .251. He's been here. This is his 92nd game. Jammed chopper left side, backhanded by Santiago. It's short throw in time. Rivas is retired as he grounds out. That'll end things for the Cardinals, but not before they tie the ball game up at one apiece. We'll head to the top of the second here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day. Yay! Here's that song again. It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times. Yay! Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to sunny South Florida. It is sweltering hot here at the Dean. It was about 92 at batting practice time. It says it's dropped to like 89. Here's the 1-1 delivered by Dominguez to Torin Montgomery. Montgomery in his fifth game here with the Jupiter Hammerheads. He's batting .400. The first baseman is 6-for-14. He has driven in three and has scored four runs. He picked up his first double. Looking for a triple and a home run yet here in Jupiter Hammerheads. Grays. The team is wearing their gray tops, gray bottoms. They've got their black lettering across the chest in orange and black. Here's the 2-2. Dominguez goes way outside on the righty at the plate. Dollar night here at the Dean. We've got a lot of fans. I'm sure we're around the 2,000 mark. The ball gets by the catcher, Crooks. That'll be ball four. Montgomery will head to first base. Third walk here for Montgomery in his fifth game. The Hammerheads have black caps. Some of the guys like to wear their socks up high, solid black. Angel Espada is the manager for the Hammerheads. He is patrolling third base. He's the one that's windmilling and waving his arm, getting the guys to score. He's definitely doing the windmill motion to Capé to let him know that he could score easily in the first. Swing and a miss, so two strikes now on Carlos Santiago. He's a switch hitter, so he'll bat from the left side facing the righty Dominguez. The first base coach is Nate Michaelis. The pitching coach for the Hammerheads is Glenn Dishman. Ty Hawkins is the hitting coach. Inside, missing low at 88, so 1-2 the count. On the Cardinals side, where they're wearing their white tops, white bottoms, they're the home team here in this series. Red caps. They have the Birds and Bat logo across their chest with Palm Beach. That's the traditional Cardinals uniform, just like the big club. I kind of like when the clubs have the same name, same kind of uniforms as the big club. It makes you feel, you know, part of the organization. 1-2 the count. Here's the pitch to Santiago. It's low and inside at 87, so 2-2. But also in the minor leagues, it is kind of fun to have those different uniforms and different names. There's been a lot of creativity in the last few years with the names here in the minor leagues. The 2-2 pitch, that one's going out of play like the trash pandas for the raccoons. And let me think, what else is out there? I'm visioning all the logos and the mascots. I'm trying to remember all the names, but the real, you know, unique ones out there now. 2-2. Lined into the glove of Brody Moore at second. Throw to first, trying to pick off Montgomery, but he doesn't. Montgomery stays right there. He played that one smart. That ball looked like it was going to shoot into right field. Brody Moore leaped up and made the grab. We have that pie slice out there at second base, so Moore had to be shaded, you know, away from the line. He can't be inside those chalk lines at second base. Here's the first pitch to Tanner Allen. Dominguez delivers at 83, a strike. Tanner's a lefty at the plate. One down, as I mentioned. Santiago lined out to the second baseman. Tanner ready for the second pitch. That one's inside. 1-1 the count. But I know we've tried, I'm trying to educate you, as this is really the first week that a lot of the players have been here with both teams and at home and getting new to the Florida State League. And also, you guys, our friends out there that are listening for the first time, as you're joining, listening to, you know, the players that you follow that are new here. And so we've already had the challenge rule being used for the balls and strikes behind the plate. And then, as I mentioned, the pie slice. There are two chalk lines, white chalk lines, that go from second out in an angle. So it looks like, you know, they talk about a pie, you know, being like a sweet deal out there. But then yesterday we were talking, and as ball four to Tanner Allen, he'll walk to first, Montgomery to second. We're back up to the top of the order. But I kind of like the pizza pie going on, the pizza slice. We're big pizza lovers in my house, so kind of like that too. But it's a slice of whatever kind of pie you like out there that is trying to keep the shift. Not really effective here in the minor leagues. This is the only league pitch delivered, one ball, no strikes. A little timeout call, and that'll have Gio Carrera, the pitching coach for the Palm Beach Cardinals, going out to the mound too to talk with his pitcher and catcher. But up in the big leagues, there still is the shift allowed. They can move anywhere they want. You'll see infielders, you know, third baseman, shortstops going to play in short right field. Here in the minor leagues, in the Florida State League, we started off with only allowing, you know, having the two infielders stay to the left a second, two infielders to the right, but you could still shift and kind of take away that line drive up the middle. And then after the All-Star break, I don't know, Major League Baseball, you know, got together and talked about, you know, trying to experiment again, and they talk about the Florida State League being the league where you can experiment with rules, and that's what they've been doing this season. We also have the pitch clock. But so then this came out after the All-Star break, to have the pie slice rule and have these chalk lines, so the second baseman and shortstop have to be outside this area. First pitch, or not first pitch, but the 1-0 pitch popped up left side, calling everyone off is Revis. He makes the grab, and actually the sun dips behind clouds, so it wasn't hard for Revis to see that ball either. And that will retire Capay as he pops out to short. It'll also keep everyone at their base. So Montgomery stays at second, Allen at first. There's two down, and Khalil Watson will step in. So that new rule kind of, you know, keeps the two middle infielders away from being right behind the mound and cutting off those line drives and shifting to extreme. Baseball is looking to generate a quicker pace of play and also have, you know, more action going. They think the fans are too bored if there's nobody hitting the ball. But, you know, that kind of makes the game go a little longer when you got a lot of runs being scored, a lot of hits. There is action when you're watching pitching, too. A good pitcher's duel is exciting, isn't it? I think so. One ball, one strike, but it's been very interesting to have the ABS here on certain games, the automatic balls and strikes. The umpires don't call it, the ABS does. Then to have the umpires call it and have the challenge rule, have the pitch clock, which actually came into play last game. Upstairs Heat at 88, swing and a miss. That's really where Dominguez has been topping out at today, around 88. I don't think he's hit the 90 mark yet. I'll keep an eye on it. There's two outs at the plate. It's Watson. One and two the count. Fly ball center field, waiting on it. It is Scott. He reads it, comes in, and he'll make the grab. So Watson is retired as he flies out to center. Two runners are stranded here for the Hammerheads. They both walked, so no runs on no hits, no errors, and two men left. We'll go to the home half of the second. Crooks, Yeager, and Cabell will be first up for the Cardinals. 1-1 is our score here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby.
Hey, there's no crying in baseball, and no one's crying here yet today. We've got a tie ball game, one apiece for the Cardinals and the Hammerheads. First at the plate, Jimmy Crooks the third, and he hits this ball down the line. It will be trouble for Tanner Allen. He can't field it out of the corner there at third, all the way round in second, sliding into third base. That'll be a triple for Jimmy Crooks the third, and that will be his first triple here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. It's Crooks' sixth game in a Palm Beach uniform. That's his third hit, too. His third hit is a three-bagger. That was well hit by Crooks. Line drive going right past first base, down the line into right field. It got stuck over there where the Nathan sign is and the Hopetown foul pole line I mentioned last night. That's another thing new to the ball, you know, field here. And you really got to figure out, I know Tanner's been here, and he was here last season too for a short time, that you got to remember how that ball bounces off of those walls out there, off the fence. It gets a little tricky, especially depends how hard it's hit. There's a base hit up the middle, and the Cardinals will take the lead as Crooks crosses the plate easily. So it's a 2-1 ball game in favor of the Cardinals, who do have the advantage in the series. Right now, Palm Beach leads the season series 12 games to 11, and they're leading the series this week 3-1. So R.J. Yeager with a single up the middle to drive in Jimmy Crooks. Elijah Cabell will step in. Cabell is the number 8 hitter in the lineup for the Cardinals. First pitch delivered by Bierman, swing and a miss. That's a breaking ball at 83. The right fielder in 43 games has 21 hits, 2 doubles, 5 homers. The 0-1, another swing and a miss as Bierman goes a little further outside, still at 83 on Cabell. Gary Kendall is the manager for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He is coaching third base right now. At first is Kadeem Octave. Gio Carrera is the pitching coach. And another coach, an assistant coach here for the Palm Beach Cardinals, is Brady Hall. 1-2, the pitch. That one gets by the catcher, Mack. Headed to second base, and standing up is R.J. Yeager. So Yeager with the wild pitch as that ball hit the dirt. Yeager at second base for the Cardinals. Two balls, 2 strikes. Spearman stares the runner down at second, then delivers the fastball inside. That one will foul and bounce just foul to the left side. Gary, he was fielding some balls yesterday that were being fouled off his way in the third base coaching box by his hitters. That one was too far away for Gary. He let the third baseman field it instead. 2-2. Bierman takes a pause, kicks, delivers outside at 92. So the count goes full now to Cabell. Today's one of those days where when you wipe the sweat off your brow, it just comes right back right away. You're just constantly sweating. There is a nice breeze for our fans here tonight as the wind is blowing in. At times it's gusting. The payoff pitch, wide of the plate. That will have Cabell headed to first base. So there's 2 runners aboard now for the Cardinals and the number 9 hitter in the lineup, Jake Burns. The designated hitter is batting 200 in 15 games. He has 8 hits. Quick little timeout as the pitching coach for the Hammerheads, Glenn Dishman, will jog to the mound to talk things over with his pitcher and catcher. Trying to remember the last time that Bierman pitched. I'm going to take a look. But he has been pretty dominant this season. .64 record, 4.19 ERA. But he has been a reliable pitcher for the Hammerheads. Gabe last pitched 7 innings of work on July 30th against Daytona. That was at home, only allowed 3 hits and 1 run, and it was not earned. He struck out 8 in those 7 innings. He is throwing a lot of pitches here. We're only in the second. Seems like something's just not clicking. Just not clicking right now. And I think Gabe, you know, when he was calling for that strike after he walked Scott to lead things off in the first, you could tell that, like, he really needed that. And that might have changed the momentum. But, you know, he's getting back into it now. But it seems like everything he's throwing is just missing the mark. And that one does outside to the left-handed hitting Jake Burns. So 1-1. No outs. Runners at first and second for the Cardinals. The sun is out now. Just a little bit of shadows on the field. The pitch, that one misses wide, too. The release point of Bierman right now is just not where he, you know, typically is, and especially not in his last outing. As I mentioned, he had a really good outing against Daytona. Before, against St. Lucie, too, against Bradenton, he had a really good July. In the month of July, he was 3-1 with a 2.96 ERA. Now, June was a little rough on Gabe with a 7.71 ERA that month. Two balls, two strikes. He has faced the Cardinals before. Checks the runner. Here's the pitch. Hard hit down the line. Is it fair? It is. That'll roll to the bounce off the wall. It'll be trouble again for Tanner Allen as another run crosses the plate for the Cardinals. Everybody advancing. That's a double for Jake Burns. Down the line at first into right field, and he'll drive in RJ Yeager. Cabell ends up at third as Burns at second. So Bierman having a rough time with the bottom half of the order for the Cardinals. Now he has to go back up to the top of the order. Crooks led off with a triple this inning. RJ Yeager drove him in, single up the middle. Cabell walked, Burns doubled in Yeager, and then at the plate is Victor Scott. That's a pop-up in the infield. Calling everyone off is Cabell, and he'll make the grab. That'll keep Cabell at third, Burns at second. Cabell staring him down, making sure he's not going anywhere. That's the first out here in the second inning. Brody Moore will step in. Righty on righty matchup. He has runners in scoring position at second and third. First pitch chops it to the shortstop, who throws home. They've got a runner in the middle. Tag applied by the catcher, but one runner will advance to third base. So that's Elijah Cabell that's out as he's attempting to go home. They have the infield in there with runners at second and third. Jake Burns sneaks down the line to third base. He's safe, as is Brody Moore at first base. So the first pitch, infield in, runners at second and third. Brody Moore with the grounder that Santiago was playing perfectly on the grass there. Fielded it, threw it in to Mack, the catcher, who was running Cabell back to third base and then just tagged him. But then Burns, he like heads up play, snuck in while that play was going on from second to third. So runners at the corners right now with two outs. Nathan Church at the plate, the lefty, takes the first pitch strike. Church is 0-for-1 today. He flied out to center field back in the first inning. The Cardinals are getting close to batting around here at the Dean. I took a peek at the weather forecast, and first there was no rain at all in the forecast, and now it says it might pop up around 7 o'clock. We've got to get this game sped up here at the Dean if that actually happens. Right now, we started at 6 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. It's at 6:40 right now. I don't see any rain coming our way, but we can't always see what's coming behind us. Here's the 2-1 inside at the knees. So three balls and a strike. There is no pitchers warming up on either side of the diamond. Both pitchers are throwing a lot of pitches. Hammerheads have two hits, one run. The Cardinals, four hits and three runs. Here's the pitch, slapped to the right side, fielded by the first baseman, and he'll tag the runner that's coming, and that's the third out. That was Nathan Church coming down the line. The tag applied by Montgomery, and that will retire the side with leaving two stranded. So the Cardinals pick up two more, take over the lead as we head to the top of the third here at the Dean on Dollar Night. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at autismspeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also...
Jacob Berry at the plate for the Jupiter Hammerheads to lead things off here in the top of the third. Dominguez on the hill delivers a strike to Berry. Talking about dads, well, Berry has talked about his a lot and how his dad, Perry Berry, an infielder with Southwestern Louisiana University, how, and also a minor leaguer himself, really helped him for his entire career. Here's the 1-1. Fly ball, left center, going after it is Victor Scott. He shades all the way over into left field, and he'll make the running grab. So Jacob is retired as he flies out.
The catcher, number 43, Joe.
But like a lot of dads, very instrumental getting him, you know, to play ball early and then helping him every step of the way. Jacob is a switch hitter, too, and that really takes a dad, a coach, someone to keep a hitter, especially when you're young, to want to keep switch hitting, because switch hitting is not easy. You have a lot of, you think, you know, when you play the game of baseball and as a hitter, you fail, you know, over half the time. Imagine being a switch hitter and you're failing a lot trying to figure out, especially when you're always hitting. Usually like left-handed, there's a lot of righties in the lineup, so then switching over to righty, you don't always get those at-bats. No balls and two strikes to Joe Mack. He walked back in the first. And I know my son's a switch hitter, and it was frustrating at times because some coaches didn't want him to switch hit, even though he always has ever since he picked up a bat. There's a swing and a miss, so Mack will strike out here in the third. There's two down. Brady Allen will step up to the plate.
Brady Allen.
Not all coaches want to throw extra BP. And then I know my son, like I said, since he could pick up a bat, he had the perfect swing both ways. Fly ball, right side. Coming in is Cabell at the line. He makes the grab. That's a quick 1-2-3 inning here in the third as Brady Allen flies out to right. That's the first three up, three down inning we've had here at the Dean tonight. We'll head to the bottom half of the third for the Cardinals. Francisco, Rivas, and Crooks. The Palm Beach Cardinals are up 3-1. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Drop the son off for school. Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. We're in the bottom of the third. The Cardinals are up 3-1 at the plate. It's Thomas Francisco. He swings and misses. Not the prettiest swing either, as that one was delivered at 91 by Bierman upstairs. So one ball and two strikes on Francisco right now. Fans are enjoying dollar night here at the Dean. Jammed in on his hands, weak grounder, picked up by Watson. He was shaded over on the shift close to first base, so he was in perfect position to field that ball as Francisco grounds out. Jerry Rivas will step up to the plate. Righty-on-righty matchup as the shortstop is 0-for-1 today. Rivas had the night off last night. The night before, went 0-for-4, so Rivas looking for some more hits this series. 1-0 the count. Bierman at 90. Breaking ball. That's hanging upstairs. And that'll shoot through the infield for a single. So Rivas is aboard, and he picks up hit number 86 on the season. That's a single in the left field. Not the hardest hit ball, but definitely not a soft contact hit either. But just hit in the position where the shortstop or third baseman could not reach it. And there's two very good fielders out there at short and third for the Hammerheads. First pitch to Crooks. That one's out of play. Headed towards Main Street. Robbie the Redbird, he's waving to everybody up in the suites. Boy, those kids are excited. They're furiously waving back. 0-1 the count to Crooks. Throw over to first base. That won't be in time as quickly. Rivas has to slide back in. Rivas is the stolen base leader on the team, and that's why Bierman threw over. The pitch right down the middle, but a little bit too low, so 1-1 the count. That's another rule here in the Florida State League. A pitcher can only throw over twice to a bag within an at-bat, and the third time he does, he has to pick him off. Otherwise, the runner gets to advance. So you thought you knew the game of baseball until you have a brother, a friend, a son who is now playing here in the Florida State League. And we're giving you a lot of new rules here. You're learning a whole new game. That's the same game, but here's the 1-2. That one will go foul past Kendall. He's not making much of an effort here tonight. Speaking of Gary Kendall, Evan Mendoza, who was a Palm Beach Cardinal at one time, put up this really great post on Instagram about Gary Kendall. And Gary has actually been in the Baltimore organization, I think, his entire career, and is just new here to the Cardinals organization. But he's a lifer in baseball. Here's the 1-2 swing and a miss. That'll sit down Crooks. So Crooks is 1-for-2 today. R.J. Yeager will come in. But Mendoza, you put up this post about how when he went, when he was a AAA last season, and in front of his hometown Baltimore Orioles organization. It was the first time he was facing an Orioles organization. He's from that area. It's his team. And so he asked his manager if he could go up and do the lineup card and everything before the game, and that way he would be able to thank Gary Kendall. And it was back, he said, in 2008 that Kendall was at the Bat Academy in Baltimore throwing BP, and he really was instrumental in his career. So it was really nice, the post, and how he was thanking Gary Kendall, you know, at that time with the Baltimore Orioles organization. Now, I believe that was last year, AAA, and how neat it was to be able to exchange lineup cards with Kendall, who is, you know, very important to his career, and says that he really shaped the ball player that he is, and wanted to thank him. So that's, you know, really, there's so many good and interesting stories like that here in baseball. Two balls, no strikes, two outs. Yeager at the plate. He's shaking his bat, ready to go. Bierman thinks it over, kicks, throws, breaking ball missing high. So three balls. 3-0 count now to Yeager. But baseball is like one big family. And then, you know, I talked to Evan. He was here, you know, as I mentioned, with the Palm Beach Cardinals. And I guess what? Gary is now here in the Cardinals organization. He's, you know, coaching, he's managing right where you used to play. That one will miss also upstairs. So four straight balls delivered to Yeager. This will be the second time that RJ is aboard here tonight. He will walk to first base. Revis will advance to second. Elijah Cabell will come to the plate. The right fielder walked back in the second. The Cardinals scored one in the first, two in the second. They have the 3-1 lead. Five hits, three runs. Hammerheads, two hits, one run. Much different ball game last night. First pitch at the belt for the strike at 90 miles per hour. Two down, runners at first and second for the Cardinals. Most, if not all, these games were really close until yesterday. The Cardinals were really fighting back the Hammerheads, as the Hammerheads had a 6-0 lead. No balls, two strikes, two outs here to Cabell. Made it 6-3, but then the game just broke open. Hammerheads won 10-5. That one will miss inside. So one ball and two strikes. Bierman taking the signs from Crooks. He waits as the clock starts counting down. Looks the runner back at second, then delivers right at the last second. Breaking ball missing. So after having two strikes on Cabell, the count's now two balls and two strikes. It's a dollar night at the ballpark. Plenty of fans here. I have to kind of turn them down a little bit as they're getting rowdy right below me and enjoying their day. The ball getting a ride, but that one will go to the Cassidy Cool Zone area and maybe even head out to Main Street. So if you're out there in the Abacoa Square, you can pick up a ball. Maybe my friend Jake can run out and go get it. 2-2 the count with two outs. Got runners at first and second with the Cardinals up 3-1 here in the bottom of the third. Swing and a miss. Spearman gets out of this inning, and so do the Hammerheads. The Cardinals will leave two stranded as we head to the top of the fourth. Cardinals up 3-1. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
From
wake up and text. Text and eat. Mm-mm. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger. Put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council. Top of the fourth inning for the Hammerheads. It's Jake Thompson. He pops up into center field. One down here for the Hammerheads. Dominguez remains on the hill. The 20-year-old in his second start here for the Cardinals. Had a rough first inning. Made it through the second and third. The third inning, it was three up, three down for Dominguez, so he's settling in. Torn Montgomery will step in. He walked back in the second. First pitch delivered. That misses. One ball and no strikes. Dominguez still hovering around 85, 88. He's been topping out. So a lot of movement on his pitches, but he's not dominating with the fastball at all. The wind's still blowing in and right. Here's the pitch, and that one will miss low and away. 2-0 the count. Here in July, it's been announced for the St. Louis Cardinals, their minor league system. The pitcher of the month is Paniagua, and he's very familiar. Strike delivered, swing and a miss. Paniagua was here with the Palm Beach Cardinals not too long ago as he was promoted. And so in July, a 1.17 ERA. Dominguez goes upstairs. And I mentioned his fastball isn't dominant, but boy, when you go against a 74-mile-per-hour breaking ball, that's hard to connect with that when you have about 10 to 15 mile per hour difference. Here's the 2-2. That one's outside at 86. But Paniagua, with the 1.17 ERA in four starts in July, is the pitcher of the month in the organization for the St. Louis Cardinals. The 3-2. Swing and a miss, and like you heard behind me, the fan yelled out, Montgomery's got to sit down. That is the third strikeout for Dominguez. First for Montgomery here tonight. And that'll bring up Carlos Santiago. The switch hitter will bat from the left side. He lined out to second, his first trip up. First pitch, and that misses. One ball and no strikes. There are players of the month in the St. Louis Cardinals organization just named as the ball is coming back into the screen. Patrick Romeri, very familiar here in the Palm Beach Cardinals organization, is he spent a little time here with the Palm Beach Cardinals. The outfielder batted 390. He was the minor league leader in batting average in the month of July. Pop up right side. That one will shoot out into the green seats and be a souvenir for a fan. I see a couple gloves, but nobody's making the catch. So Romeri is the co-player of the month. As you hear the cheers behind me, somebody got the ball. Second in slugging and on-base percentage, too. He played 18 games with the Palm Beach Cardinals and then split time in high A with Peoria. He's the co-player with outfielder Chase Pinder, who at one time was a Palm Beach Cardinal also. Inside missing, 2-2 the count. Pinder was the home run leader in July with 6 home runs and also the RBI leader with 25. For the minor league system with the St. Louis Cardinals. Pop up right side, chasing it down. It's a little difficult with the wind blowing, but camping underneath it is more. He'll make the grab, and it's another three up, three down inning. So Dominguez has settled down in the last couple of innings as Santiago pops up to end the inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We'll head to the home half of the fourth with the Cardinals leading 3-1. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Hey, son. What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
Welcome back. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. First up here for the Cardinals is Jake Burns. Burns, the number nine hitter in the lineup for Palm Beach, is 1-for-1 today, doubled in the second, and drove in a run. That was a big inning for the Cardinals. They only scored two, but those are two big runs as they have the lead. Burns, a lefty, batting now .220. One ball, one strike. Bierman goes inside, and Burns knocks it. I see a couple of the Cardinals players getting out of the way as that ball, sometimes it finds its way to sneak down those stairs, even though there's a screen, a netting, that is protecting the players. If they're leaning out or hanging up on the stairs, they're fair game, though, for the ball. Here's the 1-2. Upstairs heat, 89, swing and a miss. Jake Burns will sit down. One down, we're back up to the top of the order. It's Victor Scott the second. Victor is 0-for-1 today. He walked, stole a base in the first, and then went around to score the first run of the ballgame for the Cardinals. Popped up in the second. Another lefty that Bierman will have to face. First pitch inside, swing and a miss. I have a friend up here on the booth with me, Jacob Guzik, and he is, let's see, 14 years old, right, Jake?
Yep.
All right, got that down. I'm okay there. And heading to school. Can you believe this is the last weekend before school starts?
It went by way too fast.
It is really going by way too fast. Some of these players, they have just joined the club, and I'm talking to the fans about them, that they're used to going back to school this time just like you, but instead of going back to college, you know, and they've all finished high school at least, instead of moving on, check swing, and that will sit down Scott. So back-to-back strikeouts, Brody Moore will step in, but there's a challenge on that. It is a strike. That'll go a challenge against the Cardinals since Scott challenged that strike, and I guess he was able to pull back, not necessarily check swing, but it's still a strike called by the home plate umpire. That'll bring up Brody Moore, but some of these players, they're used to, you know, at this time going back to school just like you, but instead they are getting to live their dream and, you know, play professional baseball. They were just drafted here in 2022, so it was either go to college or get drafted and play pro ball, so that's pretty exciting, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, it is. We've got Brody Moore. He's a new addition to the club with the Cardinals. This is his eighth game. Two balls, no strikes. So who is your favorite team, Jake?
My favorite team is probably the Chicago Cubs.
The Cubs. And do you have any favorite players, or have they moved on to other clubs then? Or you've had some Cubbies that you'll root for still?
I still root for Chris Bryant and Rizzo and Baez still. Those are like my favorite three.
So Moore will walk to first base. All right, so what was the score of the game today? Because the Marlins are in Chicago. They've been playing the Cubs. And I think they've had some trouble the last couple of days, right? So tell us what the score was.
Yeah, the Cubs ended up winning today. They won 4-0 against the Marlins.
Oh. Well, we've got some hammerheads that might be able to help out in the future. There's a lot of Marlins right here. If you take a trip around in the backfields or come a little early, you might see Jazz and a lot of other Marlins. That you hear the cheers behind me because someone caught that foul ball. No balls and one strike. We had Anthony Bender here not too long ago, and he's back up with the big club. Cole Sulzer is at AAA. I know Brian Anderson, he is off of the IL, taking a rehab assignment at AAA. Inside, and Nathan Church will head to first base, so Moore advances to second with two outs. But let's see, Sixto, he's on the mend. He had to have surgery. Who else do we have? I think Birdie just got off the... He's in AAA 2 rehabbing, but going down the list, there's just a lot of Marlins that are here. So you can catch the Hammerheads, the Marlins, you know, that are rehabbing, and the Florida Complex League too. What team do you root for when you come here to Roger Dean Chevrolet Stadium? Do you root for the Hammerheads or the Cardinals?
I normally root for the Hammerheads, but
there's a butt there.
I don't really care. I just like coming and watching the games, and just I like baseball.
Thomas Francisco's at the plate. He'll hit that back into the netting behind home plate. He's got runners at first and second right now with two outs. I know it's really hard for everyone since we have two teams here to kind of choose. You know, sometimes you do. Sometimes during the year, one team will emerge more than the other. Fly ball into right. Incoming is Tanner Allen. It bounces to the ground first, though, before he can reach it. And Brody Moore will stand up and score. So the Cardinals now have the 4-1 advantage. That was tough for Tanner Allen, the right fielder, as the ball was into short right field. He had a long way to run. Watson wasn't able to help him out at all. And so Thomas Francisco is safe at first, and he's driven in another run here in the fourth with two outs. And with that, Nathan Church has advanced all the way to third base. It's kind of tough, too, Jake, to choose this year between the Hammerheads and the Cardinals because both teams are doing really well. They both look like they have a chance to make the playoffs. But with one swing, Jeremy Rivas launches this ball into left center. The outfielders are going after it. It hits off the wall. One run will score. Church, and then Francisco comes all the way from first, rounds third base, and he has scored here on the double off the bat of Jeremy Rivas. Rivas, the team leader in runs scored. He's driven in a lot, too. Now he has driven in 25 runs this season. He is 2-for-3 today. So Jeremy Rivas with the double to left center drives in Church and Francisco. And the Cardinals now have doubled up on their lead. It's a 6-1 ball game in favor of Palm Beach. And we'll have a little timeout as Glenn Dishman, the pitching coach for the Hammerheads, goes to the mound. He's going to give his bullpen time to warm up as a reliever has just gotten up right now and is throwing in the bullpen. So we have the Hammerheads and Cardinals that are both looking to possibly, you know, make the playoffs right now. The Cardinals are in first place. They are 20-14 here in the second half, where the Hammerheads are just 2.5 back. Got those pesky St. Lucie Mets that are up the road that are in between, but they already have guaranteed their spot in the playoffs as they've won the first half. So we just need to knock them out. Daytona is way behind, and hopefully they won't catch up. Daytona used to be, I don't know if you remember, they used to be a Cubs affiliate. So, but now they're the Reds. Jimmy Crooks will step in. Crooks is the number 6 hitter in the lineup. The catcher actually tripled his first trip up to the plate. Bierman delivers a strike. There's two outs. Rivas is in scoring position at second base. Crooks scored a run in the second also, then struck out in the third, so he's 1-for-2 today. Oh and one the count. Bierman takes the signs, looks in, looks the runner back at second, kicks and delivers, inside, swing and a miss. Nice breaking ball in on the hands of Crooks. So 0-2 the count. What position do you play, Jake?
I play third base and outfield.
Third and out. So when you come here to the ballpark, do you kind of watch those players and see what they do? And
Yeah, I always like watching the third baseman, just how they move.
The 0-2 swing and a miss, and that will end the inning as Crooks sits down. Buren picks up another strikeout, but the Cardinals pick up three runs, and now they have a 6-1 lead. We'll head to the top of the fifth here at the Dean. Thank you so much for joining me, Jacob.
No problem.
Had a good time. And you're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Aaron was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Basketball court all wet
because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school?
Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. 1 in 6 kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
What you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking it questions.
Like what?
Hey, Bobo, do flowers have best friends?
I'm sorry. I'm afraid I don't know that.
Hey, follow me. I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Welcome back. The Hammerheads are at the plate. We're in the top of the fifth inning. Jupiter is down by 5. It's a 6-1 ball game. Tanner Allen led things off. He walked to first base. And now we're back up to the top of the order for Jupiter. Yidi Cabe is at the plate. He's listening to the PA announcer talking about the challenge. It was overturned. So Owen won the count here, if that is correct up on the board. Catching up 1-1 now. Cabe is 1-for-2. He singled, stole a base, and scored a run in the first, then popped up in the second. Breaking ball missing upstairs, 2-1. I do see how there may be some rain shower somewhere in Jupiter, as some of these clouds look like they've, you know, have some condensation in them. They're not the white, fluffy kind. A little bit dark as the throw to first base to check the runner. Sliding back is Tanner Allen. I see how it could be possibly in some areas you might just get a little light shower, but not here at the Dean. There is a lot of sunshine, but now the sun is dipping on the left side, and so we have some shadows forming Fly ball left side, in on the run is Church. He'll make the catch, but not, actually he's not going to make the catch. It'll drop in for a base hit. Sorry about that. So Cope, I'm doing more than one thing right now at a time. So the right words weren't coming out of my mouth right then, but a single to left. Tanner Allen advances to second, Cope at first base. So he has two base hits on the night. He's 2 for 3. Khalil Watson will step in. He's 0 for 2 today. 2 fly outs to center field. Khalil taking a deep breath at the plate. He has blue spikes, which is a little bit different color here than the Jupiter Hammerheads, as they are orange black. And they do have some teal, you'll see, because of the Marlins, that some of the guys will wear tops with a teal color in it, but they don't have teal really much more as their big color. At one time, the Hammerheads had red was more predominant. They tried to get with, you know, put the orange in as the Marlins went more orange. That color is kind of, you know, faded out a little bit as being the dominant color for the Marlins. Curveball. Khalil lets it go by, but it's a strike called against him by the home plate umpire, Griffin. But Khalil, royal blue is not one of the colors. That's the spikes he wears. 1-1 the count. Runners at first and second. The pitch, swing and a miss. Dominguez, 78 pitches, 44 for strikes. That last one was a strike, and Watson goes down swinging. One down. Jacob Berry will step in. Berry just drafted in the first round this season out of LSU. He also played at Arizona his freshman year. Batted 352, and it was an All-American, freshman All-American, and the collegiate baseball player, or baseball national co-freshman of the year. That's a lot to do in your freshman year. Then he went to LSU and pretty much matched it. Gary Kendall will come out and relieve Dominguez of his duties with one out. Berry coming to the plate. There'll be a new pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals on the hill. We'll let you know who that is right after the short break.
.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Jacob Berry at the plate, and he will face Alfredo Ruiz. First pitch, pops it up into short center. In comes Victor Scott. Loses his cap, but catches the ball. That put him going from where he had a lot of sun in his eyes to ending up in a very shaded area. So one pitch delivered to Berry, and he pops it up into center field. There's two outs. Tanner Allen remains at second, Cope at first base. That'll bring up Joe Mack, the cleanup hitter for the Hammerheads. Mack is 0 for 1 today with a walk. The wind is really gusting in now as my papers, that's when I was trying to catch all my papers and line them back up just in time. But Alfredo Ruiz, the lefty, 6 foot 200 from Chula Vista, California, was drafted last year in the sixth round. He's 22 years old. One ball, no strikes. Ruiz delivers. That one will miss away on Mack. Last pitch coming at 90 miles per hour. Two down, runners at first and second. The kick, the pitch, and that's a strike called. That just catches the outside edge. So 2-1 the count to Joe Mack. Ruiz played college ball at Long Beach State last year with a complex league team here after being drafted out of Long Beach State. Ruiz pitched, and this year with the Palm Beach Cardinals, he's 2-0, 2.45 ERA, has come in relief every game that he's pitched in, and this is his 11th game with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Upstairs, fastball at 90 miles per hour, swing and a miss. Alfredo, in 14 and two-thirds innings, has struck out 18. Opponents are batting .241 against him. Full count, here's the pitch. Another fastball at 90 miles per hour, and once again, Mack cannot connect with it, so he will swing and miss. That'll end the inning and leave two runners stranded for the Hammerheads. Jupiter is down by five as we head to the home half of the fifth here at the Dean. 6-1, Palm Beach on top, listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Learning the lingo.
Jelly. Jelly adjective. Jelly is a shorter, better way to say jealous. As in, Chloe, I am like so jelly of your unicorn phone case.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, AdoptUS Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's dollar night here at the ballpark. We've got a new pitcher on the hill. As my papers, I just can't get used to this gusty wind coming in. Luebert Arias on the hill. The righty for the Hammerheads is the new pitcher in relief of Bierman. He's facing Yeager, Cabell, and Burns. That's the 7, 8, and 9 hitters in the lineup for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Two balls, no strikes to Yeager. RJ is 1-for-1 today. Here's the 2-0. That one's coming back and headed over the roof. And here it lands, so it must have ended up on the street there on Main Street. 2-1 the count. I'm going to have to take off my sunglasses soon inside, right by the chin at 81. That was a breaking ball inside to Yeager. Three balls and one strike. I see the fans on Dollar Night here, and there's all kinds of promotions, too. Swing and a miss. Sit down, Yeager. He'll head back to the dugout. One down, Elijah Cabell will step in. He is 0-for-1 today. Walked in the second, struck out in the third. Burns is on deck. Gonna have to switch out my sunglasses, though. It was so sunny here today in South Florida, here in Jupiter. And the sun has just dipped as the ball shoots into the netting on the first base side. So foul ball off the bat of Cabell. The sun has just dipped behind the stadium here, and it's probably a few clouds too. So there are no shadows on the field anymore and no bright sunshine. There's still sunshine out there, but just not the blazing kind that you need sunglasses for. One ball, one strike. Last pitch came in at 93. The kick, the pitch, in on the hand, swing and a miss. Fastball at 92 upstairs, so 1-2 the count. Arias is from Maracay, Venezuela. He's 21 years of age. Picked up last year as a free agent. He played for Lake Elsinore, the Storm out there in the Cali League. 92, swing and a miss. So back-to-back power strikeouts for Arias. Jake Burns, he will try his luck against Arias, who has struck out the first two batters he's faced in relief here in the fifth. Burns struck out his last trip up to the plate, but doubled and drove in a run in the second. The pitch, broken bat, or at least it splintered. You could hear it crack. Burns tosses that bat away. Ball fouled off, out of play to the left side. I think you really like that bat, too. It was a nice two-tone bat. I heard today in the broadcast he has a bat that's half black and half the natural color. Here comes a new one for him. You can tell that's his. Black on the handle.
Everybody clap your hands.
But on another broadcast today, I heard that a former player was talking about the black bats. With the white ball against it, it was easier for the fielders to read the ball off the bat because, you know, of the contrast there. So having the natural color on the end of the bat is an advantage to Burns, as it gives, you know, a harder read for the fielders once his bat connects. It won't there as Arias gets up to 95 miles per hour. I think that's the highest that he's reached so far here in this very short outing. He's just come in relief this inning. That one's at 94 now. It was around 92, 93. He just keeps upping it. No balls, two strikes, two outs. That's right. Let's go, Palm Beach Cardinals or Jupiter Hammerheads. We root for them both here. It's really hard as a broadcaster to root for both the Hammerheads and the Cardinals to lean either way on these broadcasts. The 1-2 righty on lefty matchup. Arias delivers. Breaking ball 85. And Burns gets just a little something on it so he can stay alive at the plate. I love up on the video board how our media relations staff has been creative tonight. And for Dollar Night, they have the player's photo in not just a dollar bill, but a $100 bill. It's a big dollar night if you got to spend $100 here at the Dean. Has the Cardinal logo on the bill also. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. That one's coming back into the screen. So Burns, he's finding a way to stay alive here at the plate. We hit the 7:30 mark here at the Dean. We've been playing for an hour and a half. And we are in the bottom of the fifth. Two outs. Here's the pitch. Pop up. Left side. Going into foul territory. On the chase is Yidi Capé. He'll run out of room as the ball goes over the netting and into the stands. Another souvenir for fans. I see a lot of kids. The kids club night is tonight with their gloves. Dollar Night, where you can get hot dogs, pretzels, sodas, everything for a dollar. I need to take advantage. Maybe I can call down and say, send it up to me. Two balls, two strikes, two outs. Here's the pitch. Inside, and check swing. Did he go? No, says Nelson Fraley. He's on the base pass, giving a little help there to Garrett Griffin. What a game it's been. The Cardinals tied up the ball game in the first. Here is the payoff pitch. Burns staying alive. He knocks that one foul down the line to the bullpen of the Cardinals. But the Cardinals, well, first the Hammerheads scored in the first, and then the Cardinals did. So it was a 1-1 ball game. Cardinals added two more in the second, then three more in the fourth. Ball coming in and does it miss. Swing and a miss, and then the ball drops out of the glove of Mack, but he throws in time to first base. So not only has Arias come in and shut down Yeager, Cabell, and Burns, but he has struck them all out in order and all swinging. We head to the top of the sixth. Hammerheads, Allen, that's Brady Allen, Thompson, and Montgomery. After this short timeout, the Cardinals are up 6-1. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network. Brady Allen steps in for the Hammerheads. We are in the top of the sixth. Welcome back, friends, wherever you may be. First pitch delivered by Ruiz. Strike inside. 0-1 the count. Alfredo delivers again, swinging into the screen behind home plate. Brady is 0-2 today. Struck out in the first, flied out in the third. Here's the line for the starting pitchers. Both are out now. Both teams had new relievers in the fifth. Haven't been able to catch you up yet on that. Here's the 0-2. That one will miss high. But Dominguez was the starter for Palm Beach. He went 4 1/3 innings, allowed 3 hits, a run. He was earned, walked 4, struck out 5. Then Gabe Bierman, he pitched 4 innings for the Hammerheads, allowed 7 hits, 6 runs, all earned, walk 3, struck out 6. So that's for Bierman on the Hammerhead side. 2 balls, 2 strikes, Ruiz on the hill for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Fires it in there but misses low. So the count now full on Brady Allen. Payoff pitch inside, hits the dirt, misses. So Brady Allen will head to first base. He's aboard for the first time tonight as he walks. First walk allowed by Ruiz.
Now batting, the left fielder,
Jake Thompson will step in. He was our player of the game last night, as I mentioned. Boy, the Hammerheads really hammered the Palm Beach Cardinals last night, too. Jake was 3 for 5. Three-run home run really sealed the deal. Scored 2 runs. Had those 3 ribbies. It was 3 for 3 at one point. Coming into today's game, batting 385. He's 0 for 2 today, so now he's at 333. 1 ball, no strikes to Thompson at the plate. I noticed that they've added something on the roster. I'm looking to see if it's the Hammerheads or the Cardinals. The Cardinals roster, where they talk about their highest club and put in some summer league action too, which is really kind of cool. Because I'm taking a look at Jimmy Crooks, who's just out there now talking to Reese for the moment. Jimmy Crooks played for the Wareham Gatemen in the Cape Cod League. Drafted just this year in the 4th round in 2022, but I called games, was the play-by-play broadcaster for the Wareham Gatemen way back when. Not too long ago, but it's kind of cool. We've got a Gateman family here behind the plate, and Crooks, the catcher. Well, there's a base hit off the bat of Thompson. He goes opposite into left field. Allen advances to second base on that hit.
The first baseman, number 36, Torrance.
The Hammerheads don't have that as far as the summer league clubs that the newer players have played on, but so I'll have to research that, but here on the roster then, so Crooks played for Wareham and Curry Alley played for Falmouth in the Cape Cod League. What a great league to play in too. So much fun. That was a great season. When I talked to the guys about, you know, the season and they're here in pro ball at the plate, it's Montgomery. No balls, 2 strikes to Torin. He's the first baseman, 0 for 1 today with a walk. Struck out in the 4th. But talking to the players when they get here, you know, to pro ball in the minor leagues, and we're reminiscing about the Cape Cod League, they always say, that was one of the best times I had playing baseball. And really, and they wish, you know, that they enjoyed it even more, because when you're playing college ball, and you're just going from playing college ball, then going right into the Cape Cod League, where you play almost every day, just like in the minor leagues, and then you go right to school right after that. There's just no break, and I think the guys, you know, they're just so much baseball, no real rest. And then also, they know it's an important league where the major league scouts are watching them night after night, so they want to do really well, and they forget about how much fun it is to really enjoy your time there. It's a really unique opportunity that, of course, you have, you know, the big league scouts that are watching you every night, but to be around such incredibly talented players, too. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Here's the pitch. Chop, right side, foul. And to kind of bond with the guys, some of the guys you know because maybe you've played against them in high school or college or even on, you know, the travel ball circuit. Other guys you just get to meet, and everybody stays with a family. Each team has, you know, families that the players stay with. Here's the 2-2 upstairs at 89, swing and a miss. And Ruiz loses his cap. The guy, sometimes they have been pitching so hard. They keep those caps light, too. They really wind up and fire, and then their caps go flying off in the meet, you know, the same time. I love when the guys are trying to, after they release the ball, catch their cap before it falls to the ground. But Montgomery swings and misses. There's one down. Second strikeout victim for Ruiz. First pitch lined into left around third base, but staying there, put at third base, is Brady Allen. So he goes from second to third, the throw coming in quickly. So he's going to stay at second safely. Jake Thompson is at second base standing, and Carlos Santiago is at first with that single to left. The bases are loaded with one out. Tanner Allen will step up to the plate. Boy, the Cardinals, they have a 5-1 advantage, but when you have the bases juiced, you have Tanner Allen coming to the plate, and his average might not reflect it, but he is a really good hitter. Strike called, did time run out? There's a strike against Tanner, though, right now, 0-1 the count with one out. Well, you don't want to start your bat with that. He'll go after the pitch, though, delivered. Going opposite, dunking it into left field. One run crosses the plate for the Hammerhead. That's Brady Allen. So Tanner Allen, even with the strike on him, singles into left field, drives in Brady Allen, and the Hammerheads are now only down by four. We know what the Hammerheads did last night against the Cardinals. We're going to have another meeting as the pitching coach for the Cardinals, Gio Carrara, will head to the mound. He'll take that slow walk. There is no one up, though, in the bullpen for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Right now, Thompson's at third base. Santiago's at second. Tanner Allen's at first. We're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads. And this is, you know, an area that can do much damage to the Palm Beach Cardinals. The Hammerheads are only down by four. So the tying run is coming to the plate in Yidi Capé. Capé, a youngster who is 2-for-3 today. Capé, just 19 years of age. He'll turn 20 in September from Havana, Cuba. He's done a lot of damage as he is very new to the Hammerheads. This is his 12th game in a Jupiter uniform. One ball, no strikes delivered to Capé. Infield playing tight to each base. The 1-0 upstairs missing. Carrera came out. He said that, you know, he really tries to build up trust in his pitchers, and he tries to teach them his philosophy to just be aggressive on the mound, trust your stuff, be confident. So I'm sure he imparted that wisdom to Ruiz. But he really wants the pitchers to go out there at all the work that they do, you know, away from the game each day, is to build that confidence to be in situations like this. Two balls, one strike, bases loaded upstairs, and missing is Capé. He can't lay off. That one came in at 81. Ruiz has been topping out around 90. We've got ducks on a pond and the golden goose here at the plate. Will he deliver? Capé swings, fouls the ball, chops it to the left of the third base bag. Two balls, two strikes. Capé is the tying run at the plate. He has not hit a home run this season, though he has doubled and tripled. 16 hits on the season, two of those tonight. Two balls, two strikes. Here comes the pitch at the letters inside. Capé, he's looking confident at the plate. It's full count here to Capé. There's only one out. There's no room for Capé. All the bases are loaded. Here's the payoff pitch. Check swing. Pop up. Will it be caught? Here comes Francisco, and he does make the catch on the grass close to the dugout for the Palm Beach Cardinals, and that will retire Yidi. So Yidi pops up in foul territory to the first baseman. There's two outs. So Khalil Watson, the first round draft pick last year in 2021, who's number two in the order and who's on deck, but the first round draft pick of this year, Jacob Berry. Watson, first pitch, he's going after it. He's being aggressive at the plate, but he'll send that one out to Main Street. 0-1 the count. That was a breaking ball at 77. Watson is hitless tonight, but he's tied for home runs with Brady Allen. He has 8 on the season. Here's the 0-1, where he's not giving him anything to swing at there as it goes wide of the plate to the left-handed hitting second baseman. One ball, one strike. Ruiz was trying to see if Watson was going to chase after an outside pitch. Bases are loaded. Two outs. Tying run at the plate. Here comes the pitch. Another breaking ball at 76. It's like a frisbee as it goes from, you know, left to right. Goes from inside to outside as it crosses the plate. That's kind of confusing when you're a hitter there. Here's the 2-1. What's coming this time? It's right on the corner. Just paints the corner black. strike called at 88 to Watson. He watched that all the way in, too. Boy, Ruiz, he's a lefty, so this is a hard matchup, lefty-on-lefty matchup. The 2-2, here it comes. Once again, Watson looking, and it is a called third strike with the bases loaded, and Watson will go down looking. So Ruiz, he gets himself out of the jam here. He's faced quite a few batters here in the sixth. One run. Three hits. No errors. Three men left on base. The Cardinals hanging on to the 6-2 lead as we go to the home half of the sixth here at the Dean. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager. Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time. As in, spaghetti sandwiches for dinner? They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt U.S. Kids, and the Ad Council.
It's 4 a.m., Monday, and you're literally sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. Man, that's love. And if you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. To make sure your child's in the right seat for their age and size, visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Victor Scott at the plate for the Palm Beach Cardinals. We are in the home half of the sixth. Cardinals are up 6-2. Pop-up going out of play. The stadium lights are on, and boy, those white clouds are looking really pretty right now as they are reflecting the sunset. So it's yellowish, like white light reflecting as the sun has set, the light reflecting in the clouds, and it's a nice day here at the ballpark. Here's the 0-2 to Scott. He's trying to straighten it out, but that one's still going out of play. The leadoff hitter is 0-2 today. He walked and scored a run in the first. Picked up a stolen base, too. Popped up in the second. Went down looking in the fourth. Victor from Powder Springs, Georgia. And there's quite a few athletes that call Powder Springs homes. One of them is Taylor Trammell, who's with Seattle now, but he played just up the road and in the Florida State League. Here's the 0-2, and I believe he was also the MVP of the Futures game. Taylor Trammell, what a nice guy. And I'm sure Victor Scott is just the same. Can't wait to meet him. So I've got to catch up and try and meet all the players, find out more about them. Everybody's here just this week. You know, with the Cardinals coming back home, Scott goes down swinging, so there's one down. When Arias came in, he sat down the Cardinals in order, got them all swinging, striking out all three, 7, 8, and 9 hitters, and now he has Scott that he has struck out swinging too. Four in a row for Arias. Now he's working on Brody Moore, who fouls the ball out of play. One ball, one strike. Brody Moore watches this strike delivered from Arias. Now he's got two on him, 1-2 the count. That one came in at 93. We saw Arias last inning top out at 95. Another 93-mile-per-hour fastball, and that probably came out about 105 off the bat of Moore, but went foul out of play to the right side. Well, you've got to watch out here at the Dean if you've got foul balls coming back that hard. This one will fly out of the stadium, out of play. Foul ball. When my son comes here, he used to sit by the dugout and run around, and you know, he had his glove and would get the foul balls. The netting is up, though, now, and he kind of figured out that, hey, I can get a lot of foul balls if I go outside the ballpark onto Main Street and in the Abacoa Square area, and he actually does. He gets a lot of foul balls out there. Here's the 2-2, and that one's going out. That's either going to go, let's see. Well, it actually will stay here for the fans to get it. The kids' club, they've got their gloves, their tie-dye shirts, and they're running after the ball. Two balls, two strikes. More staying alive at the plate. That's why they're playing staying alive here at the ballpark. That's exactly what Moore is doing. He walked back in the fourth, scored a run. The Cardinals scored three runs in the fourth. Big inning for Palm Beach, tacking on to the three runs they already scored earlier in the ballgame. So they're up 6-2 now. Hammerheads have 6 hits, 2 runs. The Cardinals 7 hits, 6 runs. Arias delivers, misses outside at 95. The Cardinals won game 1, 2-1, game 2, 7-4, and game 3, 3-2. That was a tough one, as the Cardinals had the 3-0 advantage, top of the ninth, and the Hammerheads, they were making a comeback and scored 2 runs. So that was a really tight game there. Then last night, boy, the Hammerheads pounded out plenty of hits to win 10-5. You think they've had more. They only have 13 hits with those 10 runs. Here's the payoff pitch. That one misses. Catcher's trying to get a call from and help from Nelson Fraley out there on the base pass, but he said no, he didn't go. So Brody Moore will head to first base on the walk, and that's the first runner allowed on the base pass by Arias after he struck out 4 in a row. And he walks Brody Moore. Nathan Church will step in. So Arias has thrown 33 pitches, 23 for strikes. The pitch, righty on lefty matchup, that's going foul. So the Cardinals are swinging away. They've just had a hard time straightening up on these pitches because they're all around the mid-90s. Arias, 94 right there. But last night, what really helped the Hammerheads was the 5 errors by the Cardinals. Tonight, no errors by either team right now on the board. The night before, neither team had any errors either. A lot of errors by the Cardinals last night. Another 94-mile-per-hour fastball. 1 ball, 1 strike, 1 out. And 1 runner on the base pass. That's Moore. He got there as he walked. Here's the 1-1. Moore's going to second base. Here comes the throw, and that one is going into short center field. Mack got up, and his release point was just really bad. I don't know if the batter got in his way or what, but that wasn't even close to second base. It went way wide into almost short right center. So not only did Moore get second, but now he's at third base on that throw. We talked about errors. Well, now there's an error for the Hammerheads. It's an E2. No errors to 1 error. And Arias delivers the strike. Breaking ball at 80 miles per hour. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Runner at third base for the Cardinals. They already have a 4-run advantage. We are in the bottom of the sixth. Here's the 2-2. That one's going into the net behind home plate. Well, what are the scores around the league? Let's take a look. Lakeland is winning at home 3-1. They're in the fourth. Dunedin is on the road in Lakeland. Daytona, St. Lucie all tied up, just up the road in St. Lucie. It's a 1-1 ball game. They're on the top of the seventh. Clearwater's up 2-0 in Tampa. The Tampa Tarpons, the Yankees Class A team here, is actually in first place in the West Division. They were pretty much in the basement in the first half. Now they're leading the West Division. Bradenton is up 3-0 over Fort Myers. Fort Myers won the first half in the West Division. Arias delivers, swing and a miss. Nathan Church will sit down. There's 2 down. Moore at third base still as Thomas Francisco will come up to the plate. Francisco's had a really good night. The lefty has two singles. He's 2 for 3, has driven in 2 runs, and has scored 1. In the first inning, Victor Scott walked, stole a base. He was waiting with 2 outs. Thomas Francisco singled to right and drove in Scott. That made it 1-0 Cardinals. Or actually 1-1, sorry, 1-1 Cardinals, as the Hammerheads already scored their 1 run in the first. Cardinals in the second, Jimmy Crooks tripled to lead off the second. RJ singled and drove in Crooks. Pop up, in comes Thompson, out goes Santiago. It's Santiago that will make the catch. And that's the third out as Francisco pops up to the shortstop. No runs scored. Moore was aboard. He was left stranded at third base. We'll head to the top of the seventh. Cardinals up 6-2. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Today, here's that song again. It's gonna be stuck in your head all day.
Yay!
Here's that song again.
It will make you cray cray.
You love your kids enough to watch that TV show a bajillion times.
Yay!
Love them enough to make sure they're in the right car seat for their age and size. Show them you love them. Keep them safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Tom has been a teacher for over 40 years. One day, I think one of the students had asked the question and he didn't remember the answer. And I also noticed that he was letting his class out earlier than they were supposed to let out. I was really starting to worry.
Levi and I talked about how it would change our lives, but he was there beside me.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
Someone saying, let's go. Are we saying, let's go, Jacob, or Hammerheads, or the Cardinals? Jacob Berry is at the plate. Fly ball, center field. Victor Scott waiting on it, then realizes he better run in, and he does. He makes the running grab. Boy, Victor, I don't know how hard it was to read that. The sun has set. You know, there are clouds out there, but it looked like he was camping underneath it, and then all ones he had to run in. The wind isn't even gusting right now, just blowing. You know, the flags are just blowing. Just a little breeze. But Barry is retired as he pops up to center field again. After singling and driving in a run to first, Barry is then flied out or pumped out to center the next 3 trips up to the plate. So that'll bring up Joe Mack. Mack last year was drafted 31st overall out of Williamsville East High School in Williamsville, New York. 19 years of age. Quickly, no balls, 2 strikes on Mack. Here's the pitch, swing and a miss. A tough lefty on lefty matchup. So Mack has struck out 3 times tonight. All 3 times he's gone down swinging. Reese had a rough outing in the 6th against the Hammerheads. Now, with the heart of the order, he's making it look too easy. Brady Allen will step in, though, and he'll see what he can do against Reese. Allen is 0-for-2 today. He walked in the 6th and scored the 1 run for the Hammerheads in the 6th to give him 2 runs on the board now. The bases were loaded, though, and Reese had to get out of that jam. 1 ball, 1 strike to Brady Allen. Reese delivers. That's shooting into the netting behind, or actually to their, not behind home plate, but to their right over there by the dugout for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Relievers up in the bullpen for the Jupiter Hammerheads. Reese for the Cardinals. He's working in his third inning right now. He came in relief in the fifth inning with one out. He faced two batters, both Barry and Mack. Last inning, he didn't face those two. He faced seven other hitters, though, in the lineup for the Hammerheads. Now faced those two again in the eighth, and now working on Brady Allen. Here's the 2-2. Weak chopper, that'll go foul to the left side. Brady has been in most of the games here with the Hammerheads. Jupiter is in, let's see, what game is this for Jupiter? It's their 98th game, and Brady has appeared in 88 games as he swings and misses. So another strikeout for Reese. He's adding them up here. And it's a 1-2-3 inning. No runs, no hits, no errors, and no one left on base. All right, who's ready for the seventh inning stretch? Wherever you may be, stand up, stretch, and sing along with our crowd here at the Dean.
Let's be honest. The National Symphony may not be in his future, but he wanted to try violin. So you said yes because you love him. And if you love him that much, love him enough to make sure he's buckled up and in the back seat. Find out more about keeping your kids safe in your vehicle at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Show him you love him. Keep him safe. Visit nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
To some, the sound of a baby babbling doesn't mean much, but that's not true. They're testing out vowels and consonants and trying different sounds. And by 12 months, their babbling is beginning to take on meaning, especially if there's no babbling at all. Little to no babbling by 12 months or later is just one of the possible signs of autism in children. Learn more at AutismSpeaks.org. Brought to you by Autism Speaks and the Ad Council.
My fellow Ohioan is on the hill for the Hammerheads in relief of Arias is Jake Strand. He is pitching to Jeremy Rivas. On the run is Brady Allen, and he'll make the grab in center field. So Rivas is retired as he flies out. There's one down. Jimmy Crooks, the third, will step in. Jimmy is 1-for-3, tripled in the second, scored a run, and then struck out the next two times he came to the plate. Strand delivers, swing and a miss. Righty on lefty matchup. Now there are some dark clouds out there in center field. They are not the friendly kind. We'll see if any sprinkles, we're not talking about the sprinkles that you put on your ice cream either, start to develop here at the Dean. We've played through a ball game, though, if anything. But I think it's just going to keep moving. I hope it doesn't, like, settle over us here at the Dean. But it does look like rain over the ocean and out beyond center field. One ball, one strike. As I mentioned, Schrand is on the hill. He's facing Jimmy Crooks. Pitch delivered. That'll miss at 94. So Arias topped out at 95. Schrand's coming in at 94 so far. Jake, 6'1", 180. He's got the power behind him. Here's the 2-1. Ground ball, right side, diving after it is Khalil Watson. It bounces off his glove into right field. That'll be a single. That was a big effort by Watson. He really tried to keep that ball in his glove, but still, I still don't think he would have had a shot. I think that was still a hit no matter what. So Crooks singles to right. He's aboard at first, one out. That'll bring up R.J. Yeager. Schrand from Cincinnati, Ohio, the 22-year-old, played the Complex League team last season as he was drafted in 2021 in the ninth round. Yeager, first pitch, he'll hit this one out of play. 0-1 the count. Cincinnati, Ohio. I went to school not too far away from Cincinnati, the University of Dayton. And Schrand, he went to Wright State. I think I've mentioned before how Wright State is in Dayton. So we played each other a lot in baseball when I was going to school there. Swing and a miss, 0-2 the count. Both Division I programs, Wright State and UD, both in Dayton. Here's the 0-2 upstairs, 93-mile-per-hour fastball, check swing. Does he go? He does. And R.J. Yeager will strike out for the second time tonight, and Strand picks up his first strikeout tonight. He's got two outs, a runner at first base. Elijah Cabell will step in, the number 8 hitter for the Cardinals. So I wonder if Jake was a big Reds fan growing up. I grew up in the Cleveland area, and of course I was an Indians fan, but I still really love the Reds. Big Reds fan. And I figured, hey, the Reds are in the NL. Indians are, well, Guardians now are in the AL, so I can have two teams to root for, right? Here's the 1-0. When I was growing up, there wasn't interleague play, so I didn't really get to see the Reds play until I went to college, and then I finally got to see the Cincinnati Reds play. Two balls, no strikes. Two outs. I bet Jake got to a lot of ball games in Cincinnati to see the Reds. Here's the 2-0 at the letters for the strike. So 2-1 the count. You know who lives close by, part of the big Red machine? It's Johnny Bench, and he has come to the ballpark before. I wonder if Jake has been able to meet him yet. Here's the 2-1 upstairs, swing and a miss. And here comes the showers, I believe, or maybe not. See a lot of fans kind of moving around and moving, grabbing their things. So there might be a few showers coming in. Here's the 2-2 pitch. That'll get away from Joe Mack. It hits the dirt. The count goes full, and that advances Jimmy Crooks to second base. So the wild pitch, Crooks is on second. Two down. It's a 3-2 count on Elijah Cabell, who has struck out two times before and is 0-for-2 today. He did walk back in the second, so he is patient at the plate. Schrand gets the signs, comes set. Here's the 3-2 pitch inside, and does he hit? I don't know if he hit Cabell, he hit his jersey, he hit something because Cabell's jersey did go up on him and move, so Cabell's headed to first base. Runners at first and second. The Cardinals do have the 6-2 lead right now. Two outs. Jake Burns will step in. He is 1-for-3. Double, drove in a run in the second, then struck out in the fourth and fifth innings. It's a righty on lefty matchup. First pitch delivered is a strike at 94 from Jake Schrand. Tony Perez, I believe he still lives in the Miami, South Florida area. He's part of the big Red machine and was a big part of the Marlins at one time, too. Special assistant to the GM. I'm pretty sure he stepped in as like an interim you know, manager for the Marlins at one point, and I thought maybe the Marlins would actually name him as manager. He did not get that opportunity. His son is now calling games on ESPN. He played in the big leagues too, Eduardo Perez. And now he's a broadcaster. One ball, two strikes, two outs. Ken Griffey Jr. lives in the Orlando area. I'm not sure if Senior does. Here's the 1-2. Trying to go through all my Reds connections here and baseball too. Somehow a lot of baseball players end up in South Florida. Now here comes the rain as the crowd, the umbrellas come out, the fans start scurrying. We've got one ball, two strikes, two outs, and you've got the pitch clock running. You don't want Jake to be, you know, really too distracted by the fans leaving and running up in the stands. He's got to settle down. He throws in a breaking ball that Burns hits into the screen. And is headed to the right side. I don't think a lot of fans brought their umbrellas to the ballpark, actually. I saw something go up, but that was an umbrella. Oh, there's an umbrella. Someone was smart, but it looks more like they're just trying to pick whatever they can to put over their heads. The 1-2, that'll miss. I think it was a giveaway. Let's see. HCA Florida. It looks like one of those visors you put in your car to reflect the sun, you know, so your car doesn't get too hot. And people are popping those out and using those as umbrellas. 2-2. Here's the pitch. Breaking ball. Swing and a miss. And that will end the inning as Jake Burns goes down swinging. That'll strand two for the Cardinals. So no runs, one hit, no errors, two men left on base. We will head to the top of the eighth for the Hammerheads, Thompson, Montgomery, and Santiago. But the Cardinals have the 6-2 lead as we head to the eighth inning. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Protect his home and family from disaster. Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Why was the basketball court all wet?
Because the players kept dribbling on it.
The dad joke. Corny, groan-worthy, but also one of the simplest ways to share a moment with your kids.
What did the buffalo say when he dropped his son off for school? Bye, son.
So take a moment to make your kid laugh, because dad jokes rule. Make your kid laugh today. Go to fatherhood.gov. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services and the Ad Council.
Jake Thompson at the plate, first pitch, he fouls it off. 0-1 the count. Reese delivers, breaking ball inside. That one will miss. 1-1 the count. So the fans, they've either left the ballpark or they've come up here. You're going to hear more fans by me yelling probably. Did they have dollar beer night tonight too? Who knows? Bouncer, right side, taken by Thomas Francisco, the first baseman. Thompson is retired as he grounds out to first. There's one down. Torrin Montgomery will step in. He's 0-for-2, walked in the second. Torrin looking for his seventh hit in just five games now with the Jupiter Hammerheads. Batting .353. Pitch at the knees, inside, one ball, no strikes.
I
Here's the 1-0, lifted up into left field in the pitch. There it is. I don't know what was coming out of my mouth right there, but Nathan Church came in and made the grab. So, Torin Montgomery.
Now batting, the shortstop, number 27, Carlos Santiago.
Will fly out to left. There's two down. I was just looking down, at the trying to get the scores around the league, and then looked up, and the right words just weren't coming out. Carlos Santiago at the plate. One ball, no strikes. Two down. Here's the pitch. That's a frisbee throw from Ruiz. He's a lefty, and you could see him. He really did come sidearm. I talked to the Palm Beach Cardinals pitching coach before the game, Gio Carrera. He's from Venezuela, and what a great guy to talk to. One ball, two strikes, foul ball. He talked about, you know, I mentioned earlier about his relationship to players, like to really try and build up their trust. He said, you know, you just got to be honest with them, gain their respect, their trust, and then he wants to, you know, really be able to help these players. They're young. He coached in the Complex League. Here's the 1-2. We'll talk more about Gio. Breaking ball into the dirt, swing and a miss. Santiago will go down swinging. Another 1-2-3 inning for Ruiz. No runs, no hits, no errors, no one left on base. We go to the bottom of the eighth. We're back up to the top of the order for the Cardinals. 1-2-3 after this. The Cardinals lead 6-2.
Protect her home and family in a disaster. Karen was willing to wade through water, mud, and insurance paperwork.
Yeah, I can do this.
You go, Karen! By simply understanding and updating what her insurance covers and doesn't cover now, she'll be better prepared no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Victor Scott, the leadoff hitter for the Cardinals, in against Jake Schrand. Schrand came in last inning in relief. One ball, no strikes. The kick, the pitch, righty and lefty matchup. Breaking ball hits the corner. Strike called. 1-1 the count to Scott. Scott is 0-for-3 today. He walked in the first, scored a run after that, though. Pop-up, strikeout looking, strikeout swinging. Hard hit down the line. It's fair as it goes over the first base bag and into right field. Rounding first base, headed to second. Now he's rounded second. Here comes the throw, and Victor decides to hold up at second base. So a double down the line, and Victor Scott leads the Cardinals off here in the eighth with a double. That is the first double for Victor in a Palm Beach Cardinals uniform. He now has 3 hits in his first 7 games with the Palm Beach Cardinals. Or actually, no, make that hit number 4, and that is his first double. Actually, make that hit number 3. I don't, for some reason, I was reading, I looked down, and That was a walk in the first, so he has one hit today. So hit number three for Victor. At the plate, it's Brody Moore. Now Victor's going to third. Then he's halted up as the throw to the third baseman. Victor is so speedy and athletic that he tries to dodge his way out of the tag. Looks like he almost did, but he doesn't as he is tagged out. So Victor is trying to use his speed, get to third base. Schran saw him through to third as Victor halted up around the shortstop area between second and third. Couple of throws later, and he is out. So one down, Moore still at the plate. One ball and one strike to the second baseman. Schrand has faced the Cardinals quite a few times this season. Here's the 1-1 that misses. Upstairs and outside at 93. The last time that Jake faced the Cardinals was just a couple of days ago on August 3rd. Pitched two innings, didn't allow any hits, no runs, and struck out three. Fly ball, right field. Tanner Allen there to make the grab. So there's two down as Moore flies out to right. Nathan Church will step in. Church is hitless today. He walked and scored a run in the fourth. This is his eighth game with the Cardinals. It's really the first week for most of these guys here. Kind of just getting used to playing pro ball here in the Florida State League. It's kind of like when you go, you know, your first week of school. You're kind of nervous, have butterflies, but you're very excited. You know, meet some new friends. Get to see some old friends even. I think a couple of guys might know each other even across the diamond. You know, maybe former teammates in college. Also, as I mentioned, played summer ball together, travel ball, high school. A lot of these guys kind of know each other. Two balls, no strikes to Church. Pitch clock starting over. There it goes. Painting the outside corner black is Schran. He gets the strike call at 94. 2-1 the count. But now, you know, those butterflies, the jitters are out of the way, and these guys just want to perform. They want to play, right? Here's the 2-1. You want to impress the organization that just drafted you or maybe just brought you here, you know, from the Complex League. So it's a big deal. It's been fun. You know, the guys find their comfort zone, too, wherever they're staying. And here's the 2-2. Liner into the glove of Montgomery at first, and Church is retired. 1-2-3, down go the Cardinals. We head to the top of the ninth here at the Dean. This might be it as the Cardinals lead 6-2. The Hammerheads have one more chance here in the ninth. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
Wake up and text. Text and eat. Text and meet up with a friend you haven't seen in forever.
Hi.
Oh, hey.
Text and complain that they're on their phone the whole time. Text and listen to them complain that you're on your phone the whole time. Text and whatever. But when you get behind the wheel, give your phone to a passenger, put it in the glove box. Just don't text and drive. Visit StopTextsStopWrecks.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Hi, I'm Danica Patrick. Watching my nieces grow, play, and learn is amazing, but not every child gets to be carefree. One in six kids in the U.S. are hungry. This breaks my heart, and it's something that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and gives it to families in need. To help, visit feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Son, what you doing with your phone? Taking pictures?
No, I'm asking a question.
Ladies and gentlemen, now pitching for the Cardinals, number 25, Andrew Marrero.
Just as you hear the PA announcer behind me, there is a new pitcher on the hill. In relief here for the Cardinals in the top of the ninth is Andrew Marrero. He's in to close the game. 6-2, Cardinals on top. Tanner Allen at the plate. It's a righty on lefty matchup. Two balls, no strikes. Marrero delivers. Swing and a miss. That one came in at 84. The next pitch, that one's tapped foul by the plate. 2-2 the count. Tanner has walked twice, singled, and driven in a run, so he's 1-for-1 today. Marrero, 5'10", 196. The righty's from New Haven, Connecticut. He deals the breaking ball, swing and a miss. Tanner will go down swinging. Cardinals up by four here in the top of the ninth. We're back up to the top of the order for the Hammerheads, but the Hammerheads are down to their last two outs. Edie Capay is going to try his hand as he faces Marrero. Marrero dealing in at 93. There's his fastball. Capay, 2-for-4 tonight. Couple of singles, scored a run. 0-2 the count, though. Marrero kicks, delivers, and misses low and away. It's a righty and righty matchup. It must still be hot out there, even after the rain came. The rain has stopped, though. The fans have returned back to their seats. But Marrero just took off his cap. He's like trying to wipe the sweat off his face. Here's the 1-2 breaking ball, swing and a miss. Marrero claps his hands. He's happy about that. Capay, not too happy. We've got that fan that keeps yelling every time someone strikes out on either side to sit down. I don't think he's favored either way. So Khalil Watson will come to the plate. The clock is going as the umpire is signaling. I think they need to reset it. Marrero, 18th round draft pick in 2021 out of Connecticut. He played here with the Palm Beach Cardinals last season, too, after being drafted. One ball, no strikes to Khalil, who's looking for his first hit tonight. He has flied out twice and struck out twice. Good eye by Khalil. Two balls, no strikes. Before the night ends, we've got to wish a happy birthday to Tink Hentz, the right-handed pitcher from Watson Chapel, Arkansas. Turned 20 years old today, Tink Hentz. Happy birthday, Tink. And I believe, I was just looking, Jake Strand, his birthday's coming up in 2 days, so a happy early birthday to Jake Strand. Two balls, two strikes to Khalil. The Hammerheads are down to their last strike. And then the umpire motions that time ran out on Khalil, and he just breaks his bat over his knee as he has struck out looking on an automatic strike. It's a third strike. It ends the ball game, and Khalil is not too happy. And the Hammerheads aren't either. The Cardinals are. They've won another game against the Hammerheads. They now lead the series here, the six-game series, 4-1, and have moved up in the season series lead, 13-11. It's such a hard way to end a ball game, though. That pitch clock, I'm telling you, these rules are different, and you've got to pay attention. It's a little bit different than the game you grew up playing. I mean, same game, but just got to pay attention to these rules. And to end the game like that is so hard, but the Hammerheads were down by four anyways. So three strikeouts as Marrero came in and struck out the side to end the ball game. Cardinals win 6-2. We'll wrap it up for you in our post-game show right after this quick break. You're listening to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network.
I want to show you something. Look, flowers do have best friends.
Whoa.
Some answers can only be found in nature. Discover the unsearchable. Visit discovertheforest.org to find a trail near you. Brought to you by the United States Forest Service and the Ad Council.
Not
completing high school is more of a social thing than it was an academic thing. Even though all these years have passed, I still had that longing to have my diploma.
At age 30, Carissa finished her high school diploma.
If you're even considering getting your high school diploma, you can do it.
No one gets a diploma alone. If you're thinking of finishing your high school diploma, you have help. Find free adult education classes near you at finishyourdiploma.org. That's finishyourdiploma.org. Brought to you by the Dollar General Literacy Foundation and the Ad Council.
To buy your home, you became a house hunting ace. Learned about loans, scoured neighborhoods, and asked the right questions. Now you're queen of your castle. If you manage that, you can get your retirement plan on track. Visiting aceyourretirement.org can help. With 401k tips and smart saving strategies, you'll feel empowered to own your retirement like you own your home. Go to aceyourretirement.org. Because when it comes to clearing financial hurdles, you're an ace. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Opt US Kids presents What to Expect When You're Expecting a Teenager, Learning the Lingo.
GOAT, G-O-A-T, acronym, stands for Greatest of All Time, as in spaghetti sandwiches for dinner. They're my fave. Dad, you're the GOAT.
You don't have to speak teen to be a perfect parent. Thousands of teens in foster care will love you just the same. Visit AdoptUSKids.org. Brought to you by the U.S. Department of Health and Human Services, Adopt US Kids, and the Ad Council.
Welcome back to the Palm Beach Cardinals Radio Network post-game show. Well, the Cardinals, they're going home happy as they won tonight 6-2. Nine hits for the Cardinals, six runs. The Hammerheads, six hits, two runs, and an error against the club. So last night, it went in favor of the Hammerheads. They were able to win one game so far this series. It was a 10-5 victory. But tonight, it's back to the Cardinals winning again. They took the first three games against the Hammerheads and now have taken game five. 6-2 is the final. The winning pitcher is Reese. He's 3-0 on the season. Bierman drops to 6-5. And what a ninth inning for Andrew Morera for the Palm Beach Cardinals as he came in and struck out all three hitters that he faced to stop the Hammerheads from even thinking that they would be close to getting a runner on and scoring some runs. Tough break for the way the game ended. We talked about Tanner Allen went down swinging, as did Capay, but then Khalil Watson, an automatic strike was called on him. That was the third strike, and that ended the ball game. So that went against the pitch clock on Khalil Watson and the Hammerheads. So unfortunately, the game ended in the way that did. Sometimes that just feels so awful when things like that, pass balls, you know, walking in a runner, it's on those kind of lines where you just kind of wish it could end a different way, more a better way. But needless to say, the Cardinals, they're happily walking back to the clubhouse as they win 6-2. Let's take a look. As we mentioned, Reese, he picks up the win. He worked 3 2/3 innings, allowed three hits, a run. It was earned. Only walked one and struck out six. Dominguez was the starting pitcher for the Palm Beach Cardinals. He went 4 1/3, and this was only his second start, only second game with the Palm Beach Cardinals. So he struggled a little bit, especially allowing, Capay to lead off the game with a single. And then right away, Capay went and stole the base and was driven in by Jacob Berry. So it kind of looked like, you know, Dominguez, we're not sure if the Cardinals, what was going to happen. That was still just the first inning, though. But the Cardinals' offense helped Dominguez right away in the bottom of the first. The Cardinals scored a run and tied up the ball game. So it was 1-1 at that point. Then in the bottom of the second, the Cardinals, they helped Dominguez out even more so. They knew they had a young 20-year-old there on the mound that has only pitched, what did I say before, four innings before. So they knew that, you know, he was going to have some trouble, but they wanted to support him, and the Cardinals' bats did just that. As in the second inning, Jimmy Crooks came out swinging. He tripled off of Bierman. R.J. Yeager then singled and drove in Crooks. Elijah Cabell walked. Jake Burns doubled, drove in Yeager, and all at once, the Cardinals were up 3-1. That kind of stuck for a little bit. Into the fourth inning, though, the Cardinals in the bottom half, it was still a 3-1 ball game at that point. And then Brody Moore walked, and let's see, Bierman was still in at that point. He walked with two outs. Brody Moore walked. Nathan Church also walked. Thomas Francisco singled. He drove in Moore. Jeremy Rivas came to the plate. He doubled and drove in two runs. And those were all three runs there that the Cardinals needed. They kind of, you know, they doubled up their runs at that point, and it was a 6-1 ball game. Hammerheads, they tried to, you know, get things going, and they were able to in the top of the sixth. Dominguez was out of the ball game. Alfredo Ruiz came in. Brady Allen walked. That was the second inning of work for Ruiz. Then Jake Thompson singled. With one out, Carlos Santiago singled. The bases were loaded at that point. Tanner Allen came through. He singled to left and drove in a run. The bases were still loaded, though, and the Hammerheads couldn't do anything after that. They were back up to the top of the order. Capay, though, popped out, and Khalil Watson went down looking. So the bases were left loaded at that point, and only one run. That was a time where the Hammerheads really could have, you know, done something. They had a great opportunity there with the bases loaded, but just weren't able to do that. Only came up with one run, and that's how it stayed, and that's how it ended, 6-2. So our player of the game for the Palm Beach Cardinals, we actually have co-players of the game, picking both Thomas Francisco, who went 2-for-4, drove in two runs, and scored a run himself. He was the key batter for the Cardinals in the first inning to tie up the ball game as he drove in Victor Scott. That made it 1-1. And then when he was in the fourth inning, his single drove in another run that really added to the Cardinals' already lead. But they needed to tack on a few more because you know the Hammerheads could score. They scored 10 last night. So Francisco was really key, and also right after him, here in the heart of the lineup, Jeremy Rivas in the fifth spot, he is also our co-player of the game, as he is also 2-for-4 and drove in two runs. He singled in the third, and then his big double in the fourth. That's his 14th double on the season, drove in two runs. So it was Francisco and Jeremy Rivas that both combined. They both had drove in all three runs in that fourth, which was very important, like I said, because at that, if they didn't drive in those runs, it would have been a 3-2 ball game, and who knows, it would have been anybody's ball game at that point. So those three runs were key to giving the Cardinals the much needed advantage and kind of, you know, keeping it throughout the whole ball game. So Rivas, who leads the team in runs, did not score a run, but he added on to his RBI total, and now he has 25 on the season. His 14th double did that, and his average moved up. So Thomas Francisco, Jeremy Rivas are both our co-players of the night here for the Palm Beach Cardinals. Thank you so much for joining me here on the broadcast. We have one more game to play in this series. It'll be the last time that the Jupiter Hammerheads and the Palm Beach Cardinals match up. I won't be here tonight. One of our interns will be here on the broadcast, and it will be the final game between these two teams this season. And right now, the Cardinals are leading 13-11 this season. So they are actually going to take whatever they win. What do they win in the Fins and Feathers series? We used to have a one of the media relations made a trophy out of aluminum foil. We really need to have some kind of cup, some kind of trophy here with this battle at the Dean. But the Cardinals, even if they lose tomorrow, they will still have the advantage and win the series in this Fins and Feathers battle. I thank you all for joining me, friends, here tonight on the broadcast with the Palm Beach Cardinals and the Jupiter Hammerheads. I enjoy broadcasting both teams, so it's really hard to have one team lose. But, you know, somebody's got to go home a winner and somebody a loser. Tonight, the Cardinals go home winners once again. They have taken 4 games out of the 5 so far. One more game tomorrow. It's a noon start. There will not be fans in the stands, at least tickets sold. If you're lucky and you're a family member, friend, come out. Come to the ballpark. The guys do always love to have fans in the stands. But tomorrow is the last game of the series. It's a noon start here on the East Coast. We love to have you here to see you at the Dean and also listen to us on the broadcast. So the Cardinals win. The Cardinals win tonight 6-2. Have a great night, everyone, and I hope to see you soon here at the ballpark.